إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, in applied behavioral science we have a saying. We say what you focus on grows. I want to remind myself and you that this is also a principle of Islam. What you focus on grows. And that is why if you look at the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if you ask yourself, what was the single thing on which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam focused? Or another way of putting that question is, what is the single thing that he changed in the focus of the companions of the Sahaba, which completely altered their lives, totally revolutionized their lives, they turned their lives 180 degrees in the opposite direction. What was the single thing that he focused on? And that thing is the Akhirah. It is the figure of the Akhirah. It is the concern for the hereafter. Because if you look at the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam first presented Islam, there were innumerable issues, all kinds of issues. There were economic issues, social issues, educational issues, issues of security and safety and whatnot. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't focus on any of them. He did not tell the Sahaba, do this, do that, do agriculture in a different way or do business in a different way or nothing. He simply focused on the Akhirah. He simply focused on the Akhirah. He said, think about what will happen to you when you die. Think of what will happen to you when you die. And I remind myself and you that this need has not changed. This need for this focus has not changed. And today if we look at our own lives and we see the cause of all our issues, the cause of all our problems is because we don't have this focus. Our focus is on something which we know will end. We know this will end. No one in the world denies that this life will end. Whether he is Muslim or is not Muslim makes no difference. Nobody denies that this life will end. Yet we focus entirely on that life. Even, alhamdulillah, bismillahi ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to pray the faraid, the fard salah in the masjid and so on and so forth. And alhamdulillah, many of us spend some time even after that, you know, some of us pray more other than the fard salah and recite Quran and maybe listen to this lecture or that lecture. But if you actually sit down and total up the number of minutes or hours that we spend on a daily basis, on an average, focusing on the Akhirah, focusing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, focusing on His Kalam and so on, and we compare it with the number of hours and minutes that we focus on this dunya which will end, we know the difference. There is really not even a comparison. You know, it's not even, we can't even say they are equal, right? Even if they are equal, still we are wrong. Seriously, if you think about it, if we are spending 12 hours on this and 12 hours on that, still we are wrong, because according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and according to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should be spending more time on the Akhirah. Where is the more time on the Akhirah? Even those who are focused, alhamdulillah, biiznillahi ta'ala, what we call focused on the Akhirah, are doing that very small minority of the time. And those who are not focused, though, that's a different issue. So my point is that we know this. So therefore, what are we going to do about this? Because knowledge alone does not help. Knowledge alone does not help. And may Allah protect us. If we know something and we still don't do it, then there is a bigger problem. So knowledge has to be implemented. We have to actually take action. Then only things will happen. You know, today, here in Hyderabad, the initiative that is being taken by Siyasat to get people to simplify their weddings and to make the weddings, you know, Sharia compliant instead of desire compliant. if you just, I was thinking yesterday to myself that I have yet to hear from anyone saying that what is happening is good. I just think about this. Have you ever heard anyone saying that these weddings and all the, you know, stuff that happens, that it's very good? Oh, I went yesterday, what a beautiful wedding. And have you ever heard this? Never. I have never heard. Everyone complains. This was not good, that was not good. Aisa tha. Har aadmi ko shikayat hai. Everyone complains. The best that people can say is, kai ko bolte yaar, jaan deo, kar len deo na. Iske aage koi nahi bolta. Seriously, I'm saying it. Even the ones who, if he's doing it, let him do. Why do you say anything? That is the best that they can say. But other than that, everyone complains. But my point is, if everyone is complaining, why are they doing it? Makes absolutely no sense. No? I mean, if something is causing you trouble, you are the one complaining about it, then why are you doing it? Who is forcing you? Except Shaitan. I mean, seriously, we have to ask this question. Why are you doing it if it is such a problem? But we are doing it. And that is because there is no focus on the akhirah. There is no focus on the result of these things. And that is the reason I remind myself and you, at the end of the day, none of this will matter. Whether you are popular or unpopular will make zero difference. I always say this. And just think about it, even in this masjid, people we know who died in the last 1 year. People very dear to us, young people, older people who are praying with us, who are making etikaf with us and so on and so forth, they have died. Just ask yourself, in that 1 year, even from the tongues of their own parents, their own brothers and sisters, their own relatives, how many times did you hear the name of that person? Not once. Not once. And I always say this, this is true for everybody. Whether that person is good or bad. And the reason it is true is because if that person was bad, obviously you don't remember them. There's no reason to recall. And if the person was good, you loved them very much, then you still don't like to talk about them because it reminds you of them and you feel sad. So this is the Allah ki taraf se aapka zikr khatam karna hai, Allah Taala ka maqsad ki aapka zikr khatam ho jaye, uske baad aapka naam nahi aana hai. People bolne ko bhai unke samne kaisa bolna, unke bete ka naam liye to unko takleef hoti. To natijatan naam liya jana khatam ho jata hai bas. Wo chahe wo wajah kuch bhi ho, acha tha to bhi naam le nahi lete, bura hai to naam le. And that is going to, believe me, that is going to happen to every single one of us. Every single one of us. Today, while I am alive, some people will say, oh, very nice. He says some good things. Other people will say, he talks unnecessarily. Why does he say this or that? Both sides, I know, I get all the news from everywhere. Frankly, to me, it makes no difference. Because how does it affect me? It doesn't affect me. But my point is, a day will come when my name also will be gone. It will be gone. Even the people who knew me will not talk about me. Just like they don't talk about my father. My father passed away. How many people are taking his name? Or your father or anybody's father? So how am I different? How are you different? When we die, it will also go. Char din bolte, uske baad khatam ho gaya tha. But what will remain is what happens to me with my Rabb. That is between me and my Rabb. And that will remain. And that is something over which no one else has any control. If it is good, you cannot stop it from being good. If it is bad, you cannot change that situation. Either way. And that is the reason why we individually, we must focus on our akhirah. We must focus on our personal relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should focus and think about this question and say, what will happen to me when I die? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very, very clearly in the Quran. He said, you will be standing there and looking on and you will not be able to do anything. Therefore, let us focus on this. I remind myself and you, what we focus on grows. You focus on the dunya becomes bigger and bigger and bigger in our minds. and overpowers and overcomes all the fikr for the akhirah, and we live in this dunya as if we are going to live here forever. And at the same time, if you focus on the akhirah, then the akhirat will become bigger and bigger and bigger, and that is the reality. And then we live in this dunya as we should live, like a musafir. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the way a Muslim lives in the dunya is like a rider who was riding a horse, is going on his way, and he saw a tree with some shade, so he stopped under the shade of the tree for a few minutes to take some rest. That's all. That time of stopping under that tree, in the shade of the tree, is the life of this world. We have to continue, journey has to continue. He's not going to live under the tree. He's just stopped there for a little while, take a breath, and then move on. So you focus on the akhirah, then the dunya falls into perspective. And we know that this dunya is only worth this much. There is a day when somebody's name is the most commonly mentioned name on their tongues. And a day will come when that will vanish. Gone. Whether the person is Muslim, not Muslim, big, small, powerful, rich, poor, makes no difference. The same thing applies. Same rule. This is one of the fundamental principles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala runs in this dunya, which is that we all come to an end. So you focus on the dunya becomes big. You focus on the akhirah becomes big. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our focus on the akhirah so that we look at this dunya in terms of its reality, what it is like. And then we treat it like what it is. And we do not allow this dunya to ruin the akhirah. That we do not allow what we do in this dunya to affect our akhirah negatively. That is the most, that is the biggest tragedy. It's the most foolish thing in the world. To allow something which is temporary, which is going to end anyway, to affect something which is going to last forever. And when that transition time comes, when the time comes to move from this place to that place, which we call intiqal, in Urdu, muntaqil hona. We don't even understand what we say. Intiqal ho gaya, bolte ni, sabka so and so intiqal ho gaya. You know, muntaqil ho gaya. He transitioned, he moved from this place, this room to that room. So when that time comes, then inshallah that will be the best time of our lives, because now is the time to get the fruits of what we sowed. So let us be sure, let us be very clear. Yesterday I was at one of my clients, their tagline in their, it's a seed company, their tagline is every seed counts. Every seed counts. And I was thinking to myself, what a beautiful tagline for us to adopt as Muslims, to say every seed counts. And what is a seed? A seed is the action. The seed is every word that leaves my lips and my tongue, and the seed is every action that leaves my hands or my feet. That is a seed. I'm planting a seed in my akhirah. Now, is that seed going to give me a tree which bears good fruit? Or is that seed going to give me a plant which is poisonous and thorny? It's up to me. What kind of seed am I planting? So we need to ask ourselves this. What kind of seed am I planting? Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.